Saturday marks UN International Literacy Day. According to figures from UNESCO's Institute for Statistics, nearly 800 million adults, most of them girls and women, are illiterate. Another 67 million children of primary school age are not in primary school, and 72 million teenagers of lower secondary school age are also missing out on their right to an education. Chris Altieri spoke to Dr. Matsetsa Marope, who works on education and literacy issues at UNESCO, about this year's theme.
Why a World Literacy Day?
The World Literacy Day was declared as a means of raising global awareness of the urgency to provide all people of the world basic literacy skills as a necessary and unsubstitutable and indispensable entry to lifelong learning. Because if one doesn't have basic literacy skills, you cannot be an effective and efficient lifelong learner. This is not to say that people who are illiterate do not learn through life. They are lifelong learners. But it's about the recognition that most of the media through which we learn is written media. And if you cannot read or write, you are excluded from a lot of knowledge sources, be it via the internet or the old books that we use to read, or mostly it's written media. So this is the rationale behind this. The other point is that when you are not a lifelong learner, I think you would agree that in the 21st century, one of the hallmarks of the 21st century is rapid and constant change. Whether this change is just due to human ingenuity and innovation and development, or it's due to disasters like natural disasters or man-made disasters, or the knowledge explosion, or the ICT's explosion, our world is changing at a faster rate than the 20th century world. And those who live in this world that is constantly changing, one of the most indispensable abilities or competencies they should have is ability to learn and adapt. You could as well say that really the only renewable energy to human life and human development is learning. So if you are about to learn and adapt, you gain the agility to adapt and therefore to function in this fast-paced changing world. So if you are illiterate and therefore the efficacy with which you can learn is substantially curtailed, this becomes a very, very inexcusable form of exclusion and injustice. You are excluded from just about all facets of development. If it's participation in your political life in your country, it's mainly transmitted through written word, social participation, exclusion from being educated and getting an opportunity to gain employment or to be in a productive contributor in the world of work. And if you are excluded from being a productive member of your society, it means you are excluded from a possibility to earn. If you cannot earn, it means you could be trapped in a poverty cycle. If you cannot read and write, most possibly your ability to take care of your health is reduced, because a lot of the health advisories, nutrition advisories, how to take care of my children when they have this symptom or that symptom, how I should even dispense a medicine that I just collected from a doctor, which is prescribed and there is a particular way to give this child. All these things you are excluded from. How do I navigate myself through an international airport if I cannot read? How do I navigate myself through a map of any city that I go to if I cannot read? I'm excluded for so many facets of life.
So
and if we really believe in equity and social justice, then illiteracy is simply unsustainable, inexcusable, intolerable and it needs to be addressed categorically.
In fact, it's an enormous issue with ramifications in just about every area of life. Is there a specific focus this year on Literacy Day? Is there one area that you're looking to draw attention to specifically?
Yes, sir. This year, we are drawing particular attention to 37 countries that together host about 85% of illiterate people of the world. So we are saying this problem is highly concentrated in a small geographical patch of the world, if you look at our entire world. Within that, we are drawing specific attention to the Education for All framework that members, the UN member states agreed to in 2000 in Dakar, Senegal. They all agreed to reduce the illiteracy rate by 50% by 2015. And most of the countries that we are working with that have joined us here in Paris have not been able to reach this target. So the specific focus is how can we redouble our efforts and accelerate the redress of illiteracy in order to fulfill the undertaking we made in Dakar in 2000. The second focus is that we have a theme every year of our literacy day, and this year is literacy for peace. And you may wonder why literacy and peace. And if we go back to the points I made earlier, exclusion often causes social fracture. When we have youth that are illiterate, excluded from many facets of life, they take to the streets and they tear governments down. Exclusion is in and of itself not a peaceful existence of a human being if that human being experiences injustice perennially. This is why our theme this year focuses on literacy for peace. And the most important part is that UNESCO, the very reason that UNESCO was formed, is to promote peace in the minds of women and men. And therefore, anything that threatens peace threatens the very mandate of UNESCO.